A very good afternoon to you. You are listening to The Property Show on Dubai Eye 103.8 with Desley Humphrey and my regular co-hosts Ludmila Yamalova, Managing Partner of HPL Yamalova and Plefka Legal Consultants. We also have Mike Small, Partner at VSM Consulting. And during the break, Mike, we're just talking about London. The weather, is all okay?
The weather was very good, actually, yeah.
UK weather?
It was good. I think it was better this weekend, because watching the football, it was very warm. But last week was very good. It's very mild. If you go racing to somewhere like Cheltenham, all you want is no rain, basically.
Yeah,
as long as you don't have a rain, you're fine. It's great fun.
Okay, now Ludmila, let's just finish off with our auction updates. We had some auctions last week, and you're going to go through, maybe we could look at some of the sale prices and some square footage kind of...
Sure, so what I'll do is that because we did attend both days of the auction, so I can give you the starting prices and the selling prices, and maybe Mike can give us the breakdown per square foot. So on the first day, there were two villas that were sold in Altania, fourth, and we believe that's not a freehold property or not freehold area, so it's reserved for the locals only. One villa that was almost 4,000 square feet, and the base price was 2 million, the starting price, and it sold for 2.320.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so whereas we're talking under 600 a square foot there, but then I can't give a comparison, because when it's not an expat zone, I haven't really followed that market at all.
Right, it's interesting, because actually this particular villa was leased, or is leased, at 153,000 dirhams a year.
Right, so it's more on a yield basis, and if we went for 2.3, it's sort of, about 7-8%.
Right.
That's reasonable.
It's reasonable.
Yes, the other villa was a lot smaller, so it's 1,880 square feet, and it listed at 1,000,025. And it's leased at 74,000 dirhams per year, but it did not sell.
Mm. And that's, again, that's not a sort of expat freehold one, is it?
Exactly.
Yeah, were there any in expat free zone?
Yes, then the last freehold? The next two were also expat free zone, and that's in Dubai Marina, Al Sahab 1. And for 860 square feet, and it was listed at 1 million, but did not sell.
Well, that's interesting, because that's over 1,000 a square foot, and that seems to be, that I would say was the baseline in the marina, and they started off, if I remember rightly, they started off life somewhere around 500-600, they went way beyond 1,000, some of them hitting 2,000 at the very peak. 1,000 seems to be the baseline now. Obviously it varies depending on the community that you're in and the building you're in, but 1,000 a square foot. So that's, someone there was looking for 1,150 a square foot and didn't get it, which doesn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm. And actually this particular property is leased for 85,000 dirhams per year. And it's interesting, I actually found...
That's not a bad yield on a million, is it?
Yeah, and I thought it was quite interesting, because, I mean, Sahab is by Emaar. It's one of the first Emaar buildings, and I think they actually have...
Oh, one of the first six.
Reputation. No, not those. They're closer towards JBR.
It's
also one of the original Emaar buildings. It's kind of close to the... across from the yacht club.
Right.
So, you know, they are known to be quite reputable and high quality.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's a good yield. I mean, it's 8.5% yield if someone was interested in that, depending on, again, the service fees and the rest of the fees.
Is there any indication, Ludmila, just how many buildings the land department has in its possession that are from distressed?
Do you know, the numbers I've seen, that there are, at least this is from various reports, that there are more than 200 properties that are being foreclosed, or they've been sort of process for foreclosure in courts.
Mm-hmm.
But I think even that number to me sounds pretty low.
And
those are the foreclosure cases in court. How many of those actually end up in the land department, we don't know.
And what is this signal, Mike, to the market and the real estate industry that the Dubai land departments are dripping out these auctions?
Well, it's a good thing that they start to move, because it does set a realistic price level that people can base judgment on, because I think we're beginning to get into an area again where some of the estate agents are starting to mark up properties at any old price and looking for the gullible buyer. I think you've got to be quite careful at the moment, because there are quite a few properties out there still, even though there is a lot of demand for certain areas. There's still a lot of properties out there. There's a lot more being built. There's a lot of good properties in places like the Villa and other places, which are very cheap if people can just take the idea of moving out a little bit rather than being in the centre. And I mean, I remember when the Arabian Ranches, when they were
first
built.
I'm just going through that process.
Yeah, I know you have. I know you have. But I mean, I remember when the Arabian Ranches were built, most people said, oh, whoever's going to live out there? Goodness me. Now it's one of the most, you know, it's one of the most sought after areas.
It is,
because
it is.
It is a beautiful area. It's got everything with it. And you're 15 minutes from just about everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the airport, well, at 25, DIFC 15, Mall of the Emirates 15. It's a super run. And the road's now being built. It's a fantastic, you know, it's got great connections to everywhere. So it's now highly in demand. And you go on the websites of agencies there and you see a lot, you know, you see the price creeping up. But there are some silly prices being put out there where someone who moves into the market and doesn't do enough research could easily overpay.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, that was actually one of the reasons why, according to the Land Department, they took a longer to start auctioning off, is just because they were trying to figure out what the fair market value
of these properties are
before they start these auctions.
And
so, and I guess if this is of any indication, just to see sort of what the selling prices were, you know, it's it seems that they are more or less on par with what the market.
I think they are. I mean, your other one, JBR, we talked in the news break, and that came out about 900 a square foot.
What about the ones in the like super popular the downtown?
Yeah, so they were also the second day. They were there were two properties that were sold in the Burj Khalifa area, the South Ridge. One was that's a 1,000 square foot property, and it was listed at 900,000 and sold for 1,180,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, it's about 1,100 a square foot, and you're around that 1,000 a square foot mark.
And that's about a fair
price. Well, it seems a fair price. I mean, you know, it's always in the eye of the beholder as to what is a fair price.
Right. And then there's there was another property also in the South Ridge in Burj Khalifa area, 915 square feet. Listing price was 800,000, and it sold for 960.
Yeah, so a fraction over 1,000. So I think that, again, that 1,000 always seems to come back and hit me when I'm looking at stuff. And anything over that, I look at really carefully. Anything around 1,000, if it's in a reasonable community, then it seems about right to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you say reasonable community, you start to isolate. There's only three or four.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not looking at 20 communities. There's only three or four that I would class as reasonable in terms of, you know, most of them are the EMAR sites. If you look at Ranches, look at Downtown, look at Springs, look at Emirates Living. The Palm is an exception because of its uniqueness.
Well, I'd like to say hi to all my new Murdiff neighbours. Uptown Murdiff is my is my new home, and it is I'm enjoying it. You are listening to The Property Show on Dubai Eye 103.8. We will continue with our listener text messages just after this.